WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Here we go.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike Program.
Don't forget, everybody, bring your iPods in tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
No fear downloading cool music. Bring your iPods as they are.
All right.
Tomorrow we'll play Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
All right, Dad.
And we'll play a game to give away some stuff. Maybe we'll do like Can You Get to 10 or
Whoa.
Honk for Cash or
Wow.
Something like that. Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Sure, there, boy.
Sure.
Whoa! Smashing pumpkins. Pumpkins are orange, right?
Orange.
Ooh. That is the reddest red.
The red is red.
Here now with news and comments is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm great, but you are 300% more likely to get hit by a car right now than you were at this same time on Friday. And not just because it's dark earlier. A new study from Carnegie Mellon University shows that in the month right after we fall back, a pedestrian's odds of being hit by a car at 6 p.m. 3 times greater than it is the month before we return to standard time.
Three.
Researchers say it takes a full month for rush hour drivers to get used to the sudden change from a well-lighted commute to driving in the dark.
Here's part of the problem. I'm sure a lot of you folks out there have had the same thing as just happened to me. I just went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I found I couldn't go. That's all. No, actually, the clock in there has not been changed.
Oh, right.
So I was taking a leak going, man, at this time last week, I was like in my car on my way home.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange. Feels a little odd when you get back to work.
It sure does.
Notify engineering.
Mm-hmm. And apparently people are not being as cautious, and then they haven't adjusted their level of caution.
Well, what people need to do is slow down.
Good advice, Mike. Good advice.
Turn your flashers on.
Drivers haven't yet adjusted their level of caution. They will over the next 30 days, but they haven't yet. So in the meantime, car versus pedestrian accidents will skyrocket by well over a third.
I want you to know something. I'm rooting for the pedestrians.
Good.
Me too.
You've chosen the right side.
Strong pedestrians that can actually take on a car.
Not me.
Yeah, never you.
Rob always roots for the car.
That's right.
I do. And I have to drive faster.
Mm-hmm. Year-round, daylight savings time would save 200 deaths a year, according to this report.
Also, it would stop us with this ridiculous hassle of fall back and spring forward.
And quite frankly, at the end of the business day, it would be a little brighter.
Mm-hmm. No one takes my advice.
What's that?
Go to spring forward, fall forward. So every 12 years, you actually gain a day.
I like that a lot.
See?
I like that a lot. It'd be super bright.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. If you spring forward and
But you got to wait 12 years for your extra day.
Oh, but it's going to be awesome.
I like the idea.
I predict that we'll be done with daylight savings in the next 5 years.
Make it happen.
I'm on it right
Very
now.
Very good.
Excellent. The Hollywood writer's strike is in full swing. This week, the impact will be most noticeable on shows like Letterman and Leno.
Suck on that, losers.
Both of those shows, all of the late night shows, are now officially in reruns.
Our writers are on strike as well. That's why our show sucks so bad today.
Yeah, please excuse us.
Who's the Boss is taped before a live studio audience.
Don and I will not be walking the picket line, but we will be picking it.
Picking the picket line?
No, we'll be picking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next,
if you see us in a car, you'll know what we're talking
I
about.
I see. All right.
Right up to the third knuckle.
Pick boogers, Buzz.
Okay, I got you.
That's
now.
A booger picking joke.
I get it.
That's okay.
All right. Next week, it will affect.
Buzz?
Yes?
Serious question.
All right.
Have you ever eaten a booger?
No. No, why eat them? They're supposed to come out of your body.
When you were
back
a small
in.
Child?
Never?
Not
you
that I recall.
Eat them out of curiosity?
I, not that I recall.
I think I ate one this morning.
I don't think they're to be eaten.
Might have been two. Huh?
Was it a Christmas booger?
No.
No, not green
no,
and red?
Well, dry actually makes Christmas boogers.
Yeah.
No, just flaky.
I think I remember asking you that like 2 decades ago, and your answer was to say you'd never eaten a booger.
Yeah, they are to be disposed of, not eaten.
I had something on my leg over the weekend that I picked off. I ate that, too.
Oh, God.
I've eaten thousands of boogers. Thousands of boogers over my lifetime.
That makes me nauseous.
They make you live longer.
And I'm talking about during my adult lifetime, while I was aware that I shouldn't be putting my finger in my nose and eating the booger. I mean, forget it. It's tens of thousands before I knew that it was a faux pas.
Some sort of societal thing.
Don't think you're supposed to eat them.
Well, they can't hurt you.
That's my theory.
I mean, it's just putting something back in from where it came.
Other stuff that comes out of your body you don't want
to
eat.
You think you're going to get up to heaven and God's going to say, now, I'm going to give you a little bit of comeuppance here. I could embarrass you by showing you about 8 million scenes of you pleasuring yourself. You don't want to see that.
No, who wants to look at that?
Or God could say to me, or we could look at you scratching your athlete's foot, looking like a monkey with legs intertwined. Or how about this? How about the 1,000 times since you turned 40 that you picked a booger and ate it?
Which one would you choose?
If I had to watch?
Yeah, you got scratching your foot, pleasuring, or picking it and eating it.
I would probably pick, if God made me watch one to be humiliated, the one that would humiliate me the least would be watching me scratch my feet like a monkey.
All right.
And then probably the boogers, and then probably the...
Right. I'd want the...
Yeah,
first again and again and again.
But that would be so embarrassing. You're sitting there with God. No. He's got his big throne on the big screen. He goes,
I'd hate to see myself doing that. That's not true. I've actually watched myself do that in the mirror.
And what about, you know, with my luck, it would be God would say, you've done it at all kinds of inappropriate times. Mm-hmm. Let's remember back to Grandpa Pate's funeral. Let's go into that back room. When you
sneaking it.
Well, when you had to take the edge off.
That's stress. Yeah, that's what that is.
Have you ever watched?
And I did.
Have you ever watched yourself, helping yourself?
I would be honest and tell you if I did. I have not. I have no desire to look at that.
I have.
I mean, I look at it from my perspective, but not like Beth Ann McBride.
I've watched you.
No, I've in a, like a mirror.
Uh-huh.
Have you done that?
Yes, of course.
But you've never eaten a booger.
No, not that I can recall.
You've swung, but you've never eaten a booger. You're amazing.
Anyone else
aren't
eat
I? I agree.
If it comes in pill form, Buzz has tried it, yet he has not eaten a booger.
Well, that's, the boogers are gross.
And I have to qualify mine from my adult life. Nose, not nearly as much as eye boogers.
Crusties?
Yeah.
Do you eat those?
Sometimes.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh,
okay, you got me on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little weak in the knees now.
Yeah. Just missed him doing it.
I was pretending I did. I don't have any this time of day. Damn it.
But still,
I wish I had that pink eye.
You're touching your pink eye and then licking your fingers.
You will if you keep doing that.
I know. it's just a thing.
So next week, the writer strike will affect daytime television, soaps, and game shows. Even shows like The View will be affected somewhat.
How can The View be affected?
Believe it or not, they have writers, too. I don't know what they write, but they have them.
The person that writes the card, hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Coming up today, does your man eat boogers?
Oh, you're right. They have to do the intros and the outros. They probably have people that write that.
The View will probably keep doing shows. They can probably get by without those writers. In primetime, the strike won't affect most shows that are already underway. Although we do know that 2.5 Men and Back to You, to name a couple of examples, are going to suspend production because they rely on writers for last-minute rewrites.
Men.
I find that to be good news.
Men.
Those shows cannot suck enough. Get out of here. I'd rather eat boogers on TV.
It also means that Lost...
I mean, I'd rather watch a TV show like with Charlie Sheen eating boogers than watch his highly rated sitcom.
And they'd have a catchy name for it, like,
2.5 EYB,
eat your boogers. Welcome back to EYB. Let's take a look at Jessica Simpson, who didn't know that we were looking at her when she was in Spago.
How I Met Your Booger.
You this fall.
You know Brittany would be all over that show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She'd be a recurring player.
My name is Booger.
Tina Fey is out on the picket line since she is a writer as well. She's not only honoring the strike, she's marching in New York.
What? And 30 Booger.
30 booger.
30 Saturday night booger.
And the host of the Daily Booger, Jon Stewart, is now paying the writers for his show and the Colbert Report out of his own pocket for the next 2 weeks.
So does that mean they're
continuing to make shows for the next 2 weeks on the Daily Show and the Colbert Report, because Jon Stewart is paying the writers for both shows out of
his
own
pocket. That's brilliant.
Well, then
I think that is really
why
brilliant.
Why doesn't Letterman do the same thing?
Because Letterman's not as nice as Jon Stewart.
But it seems to me Letterman's got, well, of course he's got plenty more dough than Jon Stewart.
If it seems to me it's probably pretty damn expensive, I would think.
I would think so.
But if it would keep the show on the air, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially during ratings.
But until then, we have to have a rerun of Late Night with David Boogerman.
The strike also means that Lost, which was supposed to return in February with 16 new episodes, will now only have 8.
Lost Booger.
And that's just one example. 24's run could
24
be
boogers
interrupted as well.
Did you watch The Amazing Booger last night?
Oh, yeah.
I watched my news program, 60 Boogers.
And the strike does limit the network's ability to haul out mid-season replacements for the shows that suck, like Cavemen.
The New Adventures of Old Booger.
I got the box set this weekend of King of Boogers.
And if the strike drags on, as it did 20 years ago, it'll affect primetime next fall. NBC is even looking at buying shows from Canada.
The National Booger Network.
My name is Booger.
The last writer's strike cost the entertainment industry $500 million. But more importantly this time, television was already in bad shape before the strike.
Oh, what time is the Bionic Booger on? I love her.
That is a good
super.
Viewership is already down with TV in shambles. It can only make things worse.
What about According to Booger?
Now struggling networks.
What about Grace Booger?
Come on, Buzz, play the game. How about Sunday night? Desperate boogers.
Hey, no, Sunday night's cold booger.
Without a booger.
Sunday night shows work.
CSI booger.
Yes, CSI booger.
Yes.
I get like I booger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right, CSI booger.
Oh, look, it's time to go home.
Your light went off.
It's still on.
Your pre-programmed light went off.
That's true. Coming up, jamming cell phones and porn seller busted for selling porn.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
But the reality shows will be okay, like American Booger?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And you know, the Tuttles yeah. Feast.
How about on TLC? Welcome to another edition of Trading Boogers.
Trading Boogers. Oh, welcome to 8th grade.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm a little nauseous, but otherwise okay.
You have never eaten a booger.
Not
never.
That I know of, no.
I dare you to right now.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
Not
it's gross. I'll get sick.
I'll get sick.
I'm Bob Costas. Welcome to Booger Night in America. And tonight on ESPN, Monday Night Boogers.
Oh, no, pardon the booger.
PTB.
Oh, Lord.
We don't have writers.
No.
Yeah, look at that.
We don't have writers.
They're out on the picket line eating their boogers.
No off switch. Mm-hmm. Right here, I pointed my brain, Mike's brain.
Amen.
No off switch. That's
constantly right. Going.
All right, Buzz, stand by.
Uh-huh.
Stand by for news.
News.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
White wedding.
White wedding.
Want to shout this one out to Dan and Marsha Mason. A couple of my favorite white executives at CBS. And everyone that was at their wedding this weekend. Donnie Simpson, Michael Hughes.
Al BD.
And Al BVD.
I like rape.
Right on. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there.
Mike.
Hi. Hi there.
What if I told you there's a device that fits in your pocket that would allow you to secretly terminate the conversation of that annoying cell phone user next to you?
Hey.
The device is illegal, of course, but overseas makers of the portable cell phone jammers have now sold hundreds of them to folks here in the U.S. A San Francisco architect named Andrew has one.
Hi.
He was on a commuter train recently next to a woman in her 20s who he says was blabbing away. Quoting Andrew, she was using the word like all the time. She sounded like a valley girl. There she is now.
I was going to say, train commuters, regular train commuters, you almost can forgive them.
Andrew
reached, no, you can't.
Andrew,
you and I have been on enough trains with dicks.
No, I'm saying forgive the people who buy the devices.
Who jam
oh,
the
thank
talkers.
You. I thought you were talking about, because here's your average
no,
guy.
No, I hated those people on the
right,
train.
On an Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just go ahead and have regular conversation.
All hey, right. So I don't know what time we're going to be getting in.
Right. I'm on the 305!
I signed the deal.
The last time we went to New York.
Yeah, he signed it.
The last time we went
to New York. Can you hear me?
We had another guy on our train.
He signed the papers.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy. We're going into a tunnel.
We'll have to talk later.
Somebody shoot
of this guy.
Andrew. That's the way we do it, too.
Our friend in San Francisco.
No writers.
Andrew reached into his pocket and pushed the button on a box the size of a cigarette pack.
Who he?
The woman kept chatting for another 30 seconds, and then she realized there was no one on the other end. The device jams cell calls in a 30-foot radius, and more businesses are buying them. Theaters, restaurants, public speakers.
We got 15 jams in a row coming up next hour right here on Booger 1067.
That's a good jam.
They sell for as little as $50, but you can also get more powerful ones that create an ongoing no-call zone. The fine for using one, $11,000 for the first offense. Verizon and the FCC went after a Maryland restaurant owner for using one to keep his employees off the phone.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I'm sorry. I just, they annoy me.
And focused. The FCC even has a device now for detecting cell phone jammers. A psychologist says he needs his jammer to keep him and his patients from being distracted or interrupted.
Hey, don't forget, when we're done tonight, the jammer's on at 7. He'll be playing the top 8 at 8 tonight.
Yeah.
The jammer.
The jammer, baby.
Followed by Hollywood and then Kobe.
And Shadow.
And don't forget Squirrel in the morning.
Teachers would love to be able to cut off cell calls. One of the overseas companies selling the jammer says it's even sold one to an American school bus driver. Pornography has long been accused by its critics of generating sexual assault and other sex-related crimes.
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
So how do you explain this? An economist at Clemson has studied the numbers and discovered that while porn has gone up...
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
Mostly thanks to the internet, the number of sexual assaults has gone down. Todd Kendall even studied it by region. Places with the most access to the internet had the lowest number of rapes. Wherever internet access goes
up... Why do you favor rape?
Wherever it goes up by 10%, sexual assaults drop by more than 7%. And there's no connection between internet access and any other type of crime.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
It's still just a theory. Kendall admits there are other factors, but he says at the very least we can know that more porn does not mean more sexual assault.
Yeah, let's hear it for porn.
Yay.
Doubt if any of that will help 40-year-old Rick Kryle of Manassas, Virginia. He's being prosecuted for using his adult video store to sell adult videos right there on the sign, After Hours Video.
Now I'm mad.
Kryle did his homework before opening the store a month ago, even checked with the local prosecutor, but right after it opened...
Well, what have we here?
So did a new group called Citizens Task Force Against Pornography. So now the local prosecutor has changed his mind because he's now putting Kryle on trial for 16 felonies. The charges are based on a dozen videos purchased at the store and sampled... by a grand jury of 6 people.
Shambled.
Kryle is expected to win his case on First Amendment grounds.
And then I sat and really worked it.
But he could also lose either way. Lawyers have become part of his cost of doing business. And finally, sure, dancing's fun till someone loses an eye. Dateline, the dentist office of Dr. George Trusty of Syracuse, New York, the dentist who's being sued for $600,000. 31-year-old Brandy Fanning was in the chair having a molar drilled out. There was the sound of the drill mixed in with whatever song was playing on the radio. And then another song began, the monster disco hit Car Wash by Rose Royce.
Sure.
The dentist began to dance as he drilled. The drill bit snapped and lodged in her head near her eye. Dr. Trusty tried to get it out, but that only moved it further into her sinus cavity and the bone next to her eye. After emergency surgery and 3 days in the hospital, Brandy's going to be fine. To Dr. Trusty's credit, he's the one who recommended she go to the emergency room.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
That's where we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. We have the new episode, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
A brief reminder.
Yes.
Tomorrow is election day, and I want everyone to get out there and vote for Rod Carew.
Hey, go, Rod Carew. I'm going home to watch How I Met Your Booger.
I want to say hi, Peter North and Dan Mason.
Oh! Oh!
This is the Don and Mike Show.